Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whoa, this Christmas will be a very special.
Welcome in. It is the club, our final club before we break for the holiday season. I think we're doing national programming for the next couple days, and then we come back on Monday. And I think me and Lowercase will be here with you.
Yes, sir.
Monday and Tuesday, and then on Wednesday we got some special broadcasts. 1 to 4, me, Anthony Newman, and Andy Dirt Johnson will give you a little Orange Bowl preview. And then New Year's Day we have the Orange Bowl right here on The Fan. And I'm sure coverage starts early in the day. We are officially the last two in the building. There is not another soul here, which I think we've been alone for quite some time, but a couple of the salespeople, I think, came back. I think they were out having some drinky poos. Like, Joe Fisher came stumbling back in here and was like, and he gave me that awkward. I didn't know if he, like, wanted a hug. Like,
It felt like he wanted a hug.
Did you see that? Like, I feel kind of bad. I feel like he wanted a hug, but I don't know if I've ever really hugged Joe before. So, like, it's a weird thing. So, Joe, the great Joe Fisher, who I think Fish was, he hosted the morning show, right? I think with Rashad today.
No Dirt and Sprague today?
No, I think Dirt and Sprague. I think everyone's like
out. Everyone's out.
Everyone's out for the holidays. And again, I wasn't supposed to be here. This was supposed to be Rob. I'm working next week leading up to the Orange Bowl, and so I had this week off. But Rob had a family thing, and by the way, Jack Rob out there, we love you. I want to rattle some ice with you. Hope you're doing great. So he had a little family thing he had to deal with, so I jumped in today. But yeah, I think most of the shows now, I think Dusty's been doing Luke's show for a few. And like I think Joe Fish was doing the morning show with Rashad. I think they were doing the Sports Sunday show today for the morning show. So everyone's kind of hodgepodging this together. And we love Joe Fish. And fun fact is Joe's been in a relationship with his special lady friend for like, I want to say like a year and a half, 2 years. That's because of me. My gal, my missus,
the big Cupid over there.
Yeah, the BTJ, her best friend is now shacking up with Joe Fisher. They've been in a relationship now for, I think it might be going on 2 years. And that was me. Like, she was looking for a guy, and she was like, I need to meet a nice guy. And I was like, I was trying to think of like who I knew out there. And I was like, well, Fish is a handsome guy. Joe Fish is a good dude. So I introduced them. And they hit it off, and so here they are. So, like, and my gal and his are, like, best friends. And I know Joe, but I don't know, like, I wasn't, like, super friendly with Joe. I just worked with him for years, and I thought he was a good dude. She was like, what do you know about him? I'm like, I don't know. He's got a kid. He's kind of a handsome guy, full head of hair. He seems like a nice guy. Every time I talk to him, he's you know, he's agreeable. She's like, do you know him? I'm like, I don't know him well enough. I don't think he's an ass. And so I recommended that. And so now, like, I didn't know, like, while we're close, we're still not that close. Because I'm kind of aloof. I'm a little bit like a cat. I just kind of do my own thing.
That makes a lot of sense.
Right? So they do a lot of like group activities. Like my gal and Joe's gal, they have like a friends group. And they're always doing like parties and stuff. I don't go to most of those. Like they had a cookie exchange this past weekend. And Joe was like, hey, Sook, you going to the cookie exchange? And I just looked at him. I was
bring me some leftovers, pal.
I was like, you think I'm going to the cookie exchange? The best part is my kids went to the cookie exchange. So my gal and my two kids both went to the cookie exchange. What did I do? I went and got Chinese food. I had Chinese food. And I was,
that sounds good.
And I was killing Nazis. I was playing Sniper Elite on the PlayStation. It was a great day. So I watched football, and then I shot Nazis, and I ate Chinese food. And so it's like I haven't really gotten super close with Joe, but we're kind of. So like no one was in the building, right? No one was here. And Joe comes in, and it kind of scared me a little bit. Like, he opened the door. I was like, ah. I was
like, cause, not expecting there to be another soul around.
No, kind of scared the hell out of me. Well, you're in there, and I can see lowercase. I'm like, who else is here? It kind of worried me. I was like, ah. Like, I just, it's like, there's no one else in the building. It was Joe.
And I'm not going to defend us.
No. So I was like, oh. So what's up, Joe? And he's like, well, I was like, I thought you guys were all gone. He goes, well, we all went out and had some drinks. And I was like, oh, man. I was like, well, Merry Christmas. And like he kind of reached out and
well half turn.
I didn't know because I was sitting down, and you can't. He's standing. I can't hug you if I'm sitting and you're standing. Then things don't line up. But he kind of reached out a hand, and I didn't know if it was a handshake or it was a very weird moment. I'm not gonna lie. I think I made it weird. I didn't know what to do, so we ended up like kind of palm to palm. Like in some sort of weird, like Lego G.I. Joe kung fu grip. And I was like, hey, Merry Christmas. And then I had to do the like, hey, what are you guys doing for the holidays? And then it was just, I was like, well, come on over. I'm like, invite you over to the house.
Small talk is the worst.
And I don't think he wanted to come over. I don't know. It was like very weird. And he was like, I don't know. We're hanging out at my dad's house. I was like, cool. Apparently his dad's making a monster pot of clam chowder. I was like, well, that does sound delightful. So I had to do that. It felt like when you're leaving, like in high school, when you're like getting ready to go on summer break, you're like, hey man, call me. And you know, like you're not going to call. It was that. But I don't know. I feel like I should have stood up and hugged him, but I didn't. And now it's going to be weird. And something tells me that like, I'm going to like somewhere down the line, I'm going to go home and the BTJ is going to be like, what was that? I'm like, I don't know.
You're going to get a text message that just says, I love you too.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm sorry. So it was a weird... It's a weird interaction. We're here by ourselves. There's no one else here. And then there was someone else here.
We thought it was an immediate threat for a second.
I did. I thought it was like, you can't. When you expect no one in the building. Like, I went out to go to the bathroom. And, like, there was, like, a... I don't know. We have something over there that's, like, making a clicking sound. Again, scared the hell out of me. It's kind of a weird, creepy building. Because it's really big.
It's got a lot of space. A
lot of space, but there's no one here. And when you're not expect anyone to be there and all of a sudden someone's there, it's very unnerving.
We're just having that Kevin McAllister moment of
buzz. Yeah. Like, so there was like this weird clicking sound. And then I was like, I had to do the obligatory, I went and is there someone else here? I did the hello. Oh, it was weird. I don't know why. Like, I'm not in a Scream movie. But I felt a little like, who the hell's here? So when that door opened, I think I had I known Joe was coming in, I think I would have stood up for the hug. But I think I was thrown off by the, is that a serial killer stalker? I don't know.
Great idea for a movie, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll start writing.
Well, like, I think about it. Like, if you were a gal and you were in this office right now, I think it would be a little unsettling.
Yeah, I think it would be a much more of an unsettling feeling.
Yeah. I mean, if there was a female producer, if lowercase was a female, I'm guessing this would be mildly awkward because we don't know each other that well. Like we've done the show a handful of times, and outside of that, we've had no real interaction.
No,
You don't really know me.
I leave it to the show.
And we're just in this big empty building in the holidays, and it's just you and me. I think someone would get very... You might be uncomfortable right now.
I'm feeling great.
Let's see about that. All right, when we come back, what do we got in the club? I got the year in pop culture review. I've got Octopussy news. Holiday traditions. I want to know about what lowercase holiday traditions have going on. And the 10 honest Guinness Book of World Records. And, of course, just some fun Christmas tunes. As we have one more club before we send you off into the Christmas season. You've got Club right here on 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Great Christmas tune. Great modern day Christmas tune. This is Grande, right?
Yep.
Wonderful voice. Kind of shocking. See how much weight she's lost? Yikes.
Yeah, it's tough one.
Yeah, some of that stuff, like, she can lose however much weight she wants. I'm not going to be critical of someone for losing weight. It's just, it's kind of alarming. Like how she is so skinny.
It's the face and the neck where you're like, oh.
Well, she was tiny to begin with.
Yeah.
I mean, she's still beautiful. I was like,
don't get me wrong.
Well, it's always every idiot out there is like, well, I don't know. I really like pretty girls. If Ariana Grande walked into a room, you'd be like, oh my God. Like, you should be so lucky.
You'd probably be hanging with your mouth.
There's always some fat idiot. It's like, well, Sydney Sweeney, not really my type.
Yeah, okay, pal.
All right. Good one on that. It is Festivus. We were talking about doing the airing of the grievances. And by the way, you can text the program, 503-864-6326. Someone said paper straws. That is a pretty good one. Like, I try not to have too many grievances, but that is a rock solid one. If I order a nice crispy Diet Coke, and you bring me the paper straw, we're just going to go raw dog at that point. The paper straw, and I get it, saving the environment and the turtles and all that. That's valid point, but I loathe the paper straw. It just, that is, the, there has to be something in between the plastic, like, environmental killing straw and the paper straw, which is, you just sucking on a spit wad.
I think Andrew Santino, the comedian, does a really good bit about how ocean is really big.
Yeah.
You're telling me a straw is getting into the nose of a turtle? Big ocean.
It's true, though. Every time big you see ocean. Every time you see one of those turtles and it's got a straw through it, like, it breaks my heart. Like, I don't want to be the reason why some turtle's dying, but at the same time, I just want to eat some Chinese food with a crispy Diet Coke, and I want a plastic straw. I don't want the paper one. Someone else said low-flow toilets. That's a good one, too. Dude, a lot of the low-flow toilets you can't trust anymore. Like, you got to drop some serious heat, and you got to flush, like, 7 times. Like, I don't take any toilet for granted now unless I know it's one of, like, the industrial-strength toilets. Like, where you could, you know that, like, the one with the split seat.
Where you can feel the entire plumbing yes. system when you flush it.
I want one of those in my house, by the way. I don't know what sort of industrial thing, like, pipe I need to put in. But when you get a toilet, like, that really, that you can flush, like, a tennis ball down, that warms my heart. But, like, I'll do that. You walk into a bar or something, and you go and you look at the toilet, you're like, ooh, And you don't know, because then it's awkward, because you also don't want to, like, flush 8 times, because then everyone's like, what the hell are you doing in there? But you can't trust it. I don't want to be the reason, because you know there's someone at a bar where there's one toilet. You know there's people outside waiting for you, which is awkward enough as it is. And you don't want to be the reason why you have to, like, walk out and be like, yeah, there's no plunger in there. What do you do if you clog? And then you got to go, you just have to leave. You just have to run out of the bar.
I feel that way about tall urinals, too.
You don't like the tall urinal?
There's just no reason. It's already, I mean, think about it mathematically. You have people who are 7 feet, people who are 5 foot, whatever. The urinal can be relatively the same size. When in doubt, go into the stall.
That is true. I don't know why you need the tall urinal that, like, goes to your chest. Like, that is really not, yeah, I've never thought about that, but it is a valid point. Aesthetically, I like the tall urinal. I think it looks nice.
It may look nice, but then there's a lot of pee on the ground.
That is true. Because then you're dealing with a lot of sweat. Because we're all peeing down anyways. I've never once thought about that, but it is a valid point. I was thinking, like, if I had to come up with one Festivus grievance, it's that I don't want to be the old curmudgeon. I really don't. And I'm approaching 50, right? And it happens to the best of us, right? You can't help it. We all grow old, and we all get, like, weird eyebrows and, like, nose hair, and I'm trying to fight it, right? I don't want to become that guy. And one of the key signs, I think, of being old is complaining about how much stuff costs. And for the first time in my life, I find myself being shocked at the price of things, and I don't like it. That is, like, that, I think that is my grievance, is seemingly things overnight. When did things become so expensive? Did I miss a memo? Did this gradually happen? Or did we just wake up one day and, like, stuff just all all of a sudden tripled? Like, it just seemingly happened overnight, and it shocks me, and I have to fight when I go to, like, buy something or I look at the tag, because I don't want to be the guy that's like, back in my day. But it happens. Like, I eat a lot of, like, chicken and rice. That's, like, a standard lunch, right? Go to, like, a Hawaiian joint or a teriyaki joint and just teriyaki chicken and rice. That's it. White rice, teriyaki chicken.
Super standard.
Super standard, right? $19. It's like, I'm like, what?
Did you
I don't
butcher the chicken back there?
And I don't want to. And then, like, they flip the pat around and, like, they want a tip. And I'm like, I'm already paying you, like, $18.50 for some.
A basic meal where all you're really doing is setting it aside in a heater and putting it in a bag.
In my mind, that's still like $9, and it's not. Hooded sweatshirts. You go to buy a hooded sweatshirt now, it's $100. When did that happen? Like, the price of stuff, like, literally, it shocks me. And it's happening now at an alarming rate. And I don't know. I don't know who to complain to. It's just a general grievance. When I thought about it, I'm like, that is my just grievance. I'm just putting it out. When did things become so expensive? I went ladder shopping the other day. I needed a ladder. So I was like, oh, when's the last time I bought a ladder? Never. You just get ladders. So I was like, oh, I'll go buy a ladder. So I like went online. I was like, oh, just Home Depot or whatever. Looked up ladder prices. In my mind, a ladder, $50, right? $40, $50, get a nice...
Few steps will do me just fine.
Wrong. Wrong. Ladder, $150. Like minimum. And that, by the way, that's not even like the nice ladders. Like ladders, $200. So why is a ladder $200? And I've officially become that old man. And I have to keep it to myself because I can't let on that I've officially become the old man that is shocked at the price of everything.
But things that just cost so little to make, just the markups on it are ridiculous.
It just gets me.
I mean, so simple to make and assemble.
And I get like, I don't know if it's tariffs or if it's just inflation. I don't know. But I feel like over the last couple of years, everything is just fast food, expensive now. Don't eat a lot of fast food, but when you go, like order a when did that happen? You like it every now and then, like you're driving home from a concert or whatever and nothing's open, so you swing by like a McDonald's or a Wendy's, you order like a number 12 or whatever. $15.
I spent $25 at McDonald's yesterday getting 4 snack wraps.
Yeah. Like what? When did that happen? That's my old man grievance.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Someone said sometimes ladders on the side of the freeway if you're feeling adventurous. I know. And I guess that's why I thought ladders were so cheap. I have 2 ladders at my house. I know where I got one. It might have a company's name on it. Although that company may not be around anymore. That company may have a new name. But one of us may have a ladder that says Entercom on it.
I know I've got a few video games that say Blockbuster Video on
right?
them.
So like I know where that ladder came from. And then I have a smaller ladder that I got with like when my dad died. I think my dad passed away. They were like, what do you want? I'm like, I'll take this ladder.
Give me the tools.
I got a ladder and like a claw hammer or something. Like a bandsaw. That's what I got from my dad. And so maybe that was my idea, is that why ladders weren't expensive is like, and you see them on the side of the road, I just thought you'd go find a ladder. No, ladders are really expensive. Well, I've been out of the ladder game forever. It turns out ladders now worth its weight in gold.
Again, well, usually if you have one ladder, you have multiple. You telling me that you have 2 ladders kind of proves that point because I don't know of anyone who has one ladder.
No,
I know people who have multiple ladders.
Or no ladders.
Who have no ladders.
Yeah. Yeah, you have
no one with one.
No, you gotta have multiple ladders, and I need to like, I have like a small ladder, an intermediate ladder, but I need like a tall ladder in order right now to get on my roof. I open the bathroom window and I dive through it. Like my kid's bathroom, the guest bathroom, it's not a big window either. It's a smaller window, but I fit in it.
Shimmy the shoulders a little bit,
but it is a little bit of a Santa going like down a chimney sort of thing, and so. You get up either on the toilet or you get up on the vanity and then
wherever you got good footing.
Yeah, wherever you got good footing, and there's no screen on that window, and I honestly can't remember if I took that screen off because that's how I used to get on the thing or it didn't come with a screen. But there's no screen, so you open it up and then you just kind of, I guess you just sand it. You just kind of go head first and you dive forward. And then all of a sudden you're out on the roof. And then, because it's like a 2-pitched roof. And then to get up on the second part, you just kind of run and then you barrel roll. Like a Fallsbury, or like the anti-Fallsbury flop. How you used to high jump. Because it's about a 3-foot difference between the low roof and the higher one. So you just kind of get a running start and then you just kind of jump and roll. And that's how you get on the top part of the roof. Problem is like when it's kind of wet and it's gross...
That running start might take a few more.
Yeah,
more
and then like you, when you belly out on the roof and then coming back in, you're usually kind of like you're blowing out the gutter. And then in order to come back in, you go feet first and you kind of reverse shimmy your way in. And then she gets mad at me, the BTJ, because then I'm always like there's like pine needles and like crap. And then it gets all over the bathroom.
Because you're dragging everything in and it's all over your stomach and your back.
Yeah. So that's why I was like, well, I need a bigger ladder. So that I can then access parts of the roof. And so I set that out this year. I was like, I'm going to go get like a real ladder. And then when I saw the cost of the ladder, guess what I did to put up Christmas lights and blow up my gutters?
Shimmied my way out that window.
Boom. Why? Because I'm an old man. And apparently the idea of spending $150 on a ladder I can't do, I'm becoming my dad. My late father, that's a Robert Brown move. I just see my dad. $150. Hell, I'll open that window and shimmy my fat ass out there. And there I am. Just out there, just sanding my way up there. Freaking ladder. Yeah, someone say Harbor Freight for ladders. No, I'm telling you, they're still expensive. Because I need like a, you have to have like a 10, 12 foot ladder to get up on a roof. I'm telling you, look up, this guy's falling into the trap. I thought too, Harbor Freight, you can get anything at Harbor Freight for like $4. I don't think Harbor Freight has anything over $6. It's like the cheapest place on earth. I don't know if anything's good, but it's cheap. No, Harbor Freight ladders, still expensive. Find yourself like a 12 to 16 foot Harbor Freight ladder.
Home Depot, a Werner ladder, $319.
Why is a ladder $300? What is it? Can I watch TV? By the way, you can buy right now at Costco. You can go to Costco or video only and you can buy like a 65 inch flat screen TV for $300. And that ladder, how tall is that ladder?
12 foot.
A 12 foot ladder is $350. How? I didn't know if I had a grievance for Festivus. I do.
This is
my grievance.
That's a good one.
Prices in general, but especially the big ladder. What in the hell? All right, we come back. I got Octopussy news and maybe the year in review in pop culture. And I don't know. We'll get to something. I also want to talk about what I'm actually grateful for this holiday season as well. Because I try not to be bitter and angry, except for high ladder and teriyaki chicken prices. Does that say something about me that those are my two big concerns? Chicken and beef and rice prices and the cost of ladders. But there are a lot of things to be grateful for, including lowercase here with a sports update. Some of us are already on holiday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There you go. Lowercase, you were doing so good. You get like there's 20 minutes left in the show, and
I know. And then I hit one button.
What the hell was that? You had a moment of panic there.
Yeah, it was just I hit the wrong button.
Yeah, I understand. I'll wait for some ambiance. Here we go. Waiting. Don't mind us. No one's listening. There you go. And we're back.
I hit the wrong player. That's what I did.
Yeah, it happens. It happens to the best of us. Year in review, by the way, because, again, last show, it's not our last show of the year, but it's our last show before we take our Christmas break. We're back on Monday. So I was just kind of going through some, like, year-end lists. And, like, the year-end pop culture, you kind of forget about kind of stuff that happened earlier. Like, so I just found a bunch of these different ones. And some of them, you clearly remember, and then others you don't. Like, the Katy Perry space flight and Gayle King, that was a moment. Kendrick Lamar's Super Bowl halftime show, that was a moment. Like, I don't really think of the Kendrick Lamar show as being, like, a defining moment. But apparently, I mean, the first hip-hop solo artist.
I'd say it was just, I'd say that was, like, the cap of what the Drake and Kendrick beef was. So I guess if you want to highlight one specific part about that interaction, I would put the Super Bowl as, I guess, the precipice of it.
Yeah. We had the American Pope, which will ring true because I was in Italy when the Pope died. Well, I guess I landed the day after the Pope died. Fun fact, my little group of people, the 12 people that I went on the tour with, we were the last people in the Sistine Chapel before they sealed it for the conclave. When we left our little group, my buddy, it was one of the coolest things. He got us on a private tour of the Vatican where we opened the Vatican. And so the Sistine Chapel was closed that day, but we were allowed to go in. And then when the cleaning crew came in, when they opened it to the public, they shut the doors and they started setting it up for the conclave. So me and 12 other people were the last ones in that room before they picked the official people came in and picked the American Pope.
That's a pretty cool moment in history.
So that was pretty cool. 6-7, which to this day I still can't quite figure out, but people love it. I'll be interested to see how long that sticks around for. I would have thought that thing was dead and gone by now.
I think it's starting to run its course slowly.
Boy, dude, I see that thing all over. Like, sporting events, they shut down. Like, Oregon women's basketball called a timeout to celebrate the score being 67. I mean, it's crazy. Some restaurants won't have a number 67 now. Like, In-N-Out at some places, I guess, are just going from order 66 to 68. Because the kids will storm places and wait for order 67 and then lose their S. That one fascinates me. Taylor Swift being engaged to Travis Kelce, that certainly was a big moment. And when they get married, that'll be another big one. The Sydney Sweeney Jean ad for American Eagle, that's one that I can't figure out why that was such a big deal, and yet it was. That you said that was in entertainment searches, that was a top five Google search. Was Sydney Sweeney jeans.
I bet it was because a lot of people didn't. I know for me, I searched it up because I didn't know what the controversy was. And then it was, oh, that's what it was.
Right. It's just a hot gal in jeans. But apparently it was some sort of race war that we inadvertently started, I guess, by having a hot blonde. We had the Coldplay kiss cam.
That was the big one.
Celebrity deaths, the three biggest, Hulk Hogan, Ozzy Osbourne, Robert Redford. They said those were the three big ones. Although,
and Rob Reiner.
Rob Reiner dying at the end. Like, that's a, doggy. And believe it or not, I don't know if you call this, I mean, this is celebrity, but the number one trending search on Google in 2025 was Charlie Kirk. That was, so the top searches in Google were Charlie Kirk, K-pop Demon Hunters, Labubu, those little weird, I don't even know what those things are.
Joe Fisher had one on his backpack.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mentioned, like, the family group that they go to between my gal and Hills, they love those Labubu things. I don't know. Like, it's like some sort of weird rabbit. I don't quite understand
it. I don't get it either.
But they're a big deal. iPhone 17 and the One Big Beautiful Bill. Those were the top searches. But Charlie Kirk, number one. Number one news search was Charlie Kirk assassination. So that was, and the number one, or I guess it would be the number two person that was searched was Tyler Robinson, who was the guy that shot Charlie Kirk. Number one passing, Charlie Kirk. I mean, he pops up on the vast majority. He is in the top three of basically every search category outside of, like, sports. But internet trends, entertainment, people, passing, news, searches. Charlie Kirk will, whether you like him or not, whatever side you came down on that, it's kind of weird that we have to take sides on someone being brutally murdered. But that turned into a thing. That does appear in 2025 to be the biggest news story. In fact, I saw it today, and again, it's kind of blowing things up, but supposedly there are in talks of building a monument to him in Washington. And some people think it's great. Other people are like, dude, he's a YouTuber. Like, it's... But yeah, that was a big deal. And then the other one that popped up a bunch was the Jimmy Kimmel and Stephen Colbert cancellation. A lot of searches related to that. One common theme throughout those things is the president. The president is a very, very polarizing. When you look at all the search trends, it's usually something to do with the government or our POTUS. Whether you love him or hate him, people are talking about that guy. They dominated the year of 2025. We come back, we sign off, and we give thanks as we head into the Christmas season. One more segment before we send you off to national programming and wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas or whatever December 25th means to you. Primetime rolls on here on The Fan.
Just slip a sable under the tree for me. I've been an awful good girl, Santa baby. So hurry down the chimney.
So we got Dirt and Sprague doing a Christmas tune. Maybe next year when I do a very Rob Christmas, I need to incorporate all the Fan personalities.
I'll do some harmonies.
Yeah, singing the best of the Isaac Rob Christmas. I'm dreaming of a Rob Christmas. Of course, ropping around the Christmas tree, have a ropping holiday. I mean, there's just so many. I think already I'm feeling the holiday spirit that next year, instead of bringing back a very Swayze Christmas, which has been done, and I don't know if I can recreate it to the true greatness of the original A Very Swayze Christmas, but a very Rob Christmas, oh yeah.
Ropping around the Christmas tree will hit.
With all the Fan personalities contributing with their favorite of the Isaac Rob Christmas tunes. Now, we got a couple minutes here before we sign off. Do you have a favorite Christmas tradition? Like, what does Christmas mean to young lowercase?
So my favorite tradition is a tradition I kind of started, I guess, my first or second year in college.
Yeah.
Every Christmas Eve, I cook my family steaks.
Okay.
So that's what I'll be doing tomorrow. Get the chef's apron on.
Nice.
Start cooking up everything around 4 o'clock.
So you got mom, dad, brothers, sisters?
Mom, dad, two brothers.
And
then myself and my girlfriend.
Nice. Yeah. Family time.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be fun.
That's the big one for me. Especially the older I've gotten, my gal always makes fun of me because I always say, the BDJ always, in fact, last night she did it. I'm like, I don't know how many more of these I get. She goes, you say that every year, but it's true. I have a daughter now that lives in Korea that I get to see, if I'm lucky, once a year. I'm flying her in this Christmas, but I don't know how. She doesn't get a lot of time off. I have a son graduating college, and once he gets a job, I don't know where he'll be. My daughter will go to medical school here in another year and a half, and wherever she gets in medical school, I don't know. Also, when you're doing that, you don't get a lot of time off. So I truly do take the opportunity when I have my family around me. And even though I've said it for the last couple of years, I mean it. I just don't know how many of those I have left. And as an old man with kids that get older, that scares me a little bit because that's all I want. Like, we've done away with presents. We haven't given presents in a number of years. We usually go somewhere as a trip. That's usually our Christmas gift. And I just want to be around my kids for as long as I can, because if you are lucky enough to do that, that to me is the holidays. Whether it's friends, family, being around people that you love, I don't give a damn about presents. Ladders come and go. Teriyaki chicken comes and goes. Clothes, presents, all. We worry so much about that crap, and it's all nonsense. None of that stuff matters whatsoever. And I see people that get stressed about, like, what am I going to get for presents? Nothing. Just show up. Just if you love someone, your presence should be enough. Your presence in someone's life should be enough. That's the holidays.
Presence with a C.
And that's why it's my favorite time of the year. I love it. So as we send it off here to the Christmas break, I hope everyone out there has a Merry Christmas or a Hanukkah or one of my favorite lines in my favorite Christmas song is basically, Christmas can mean anything, and I hope to keep its hope forever near. So whatever that means to you, the holiday season, it is the most wonderful time of the year. So, Casey, I appreciate you coming in and doing the show with me. To Isaac Rop.
Thank you for having me, man.
To Rop, I love you. I wouldn't want to work with anyone else. To my wonderful friends and family, you know who you are. To my kids, to the BTJ, to Dan, to Pete, to Jeremy, to Dave, to the Panda, to Big Bear, to all of my friends. I love you guys. You guys are my family. To my listeners for letting me do this for the last 21, 22 years. I am so appreciative to get to do this show leading into Christmas. It really is a great time of the year, and I hope everyone out there has a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we will see you guys back here Monday, 3 to 7 on primetime. Have a very, very Merry Christmas. Tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Red Ships of Spain, Red Ships of Spain.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.